When does a workspace become something more? When it's an impact hub, or so say the founders of Impact Hub Honolulu, a 14,000-square-foot co-working space aimed at the small business person and the young entrepreneur, the people who are now plying their trade at home or in coffee shops because the cost of a traditional workspace is out of reach. George Yarbrough is the founder of the co-working space Impact Hub Honolulu, which has a soft opening today on Queen Street in Kaka'ako, and he's with us by phone. Hi, George.
Hi, Chris. Thanks so much for having me on.
Pleasure to talk to you. It looks as if you've really found a kind of a gap group of people in business who aren't quite ready to, you know, lease a big corner facility.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the Impact Hub is a co-working and events and office space that is designed to facilitate sustainable impact through collaboration and empowering communities. And so we provide that space or that platform for people to kind of get off the ground, start their business, even if you're a freelancer, or even if this is your third, second, whatever business, you have the opportunity to have a membership at a space, free coffee, awesome Wi-Fi, and there's people around you who can help with your business. For example, if you're working next to a photographer and you need some photos of some products on your line and you're building up a website, I mean, those serendipitous collisions are what co-working is all about and why it's so important.
Is this a growing trend, do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look, I think it is. And Hawaii, you know, again, is catching on a little bit slower than the mainland and international. But, I mean, you're looking at some larger companies like WeWork is now valued at $17 billion. And they started, I believe, in 2007. I mean, the whole concept of co-working has kind of blown up in the last 10 years, the last decade. So you're really seeing this opportunity for young businesses, small businesses, and entrepreneurs to take advantage of it and leverage co-working for their own business sake.
Well, you know, how does where does the line get drawn between synergy with other people getting their business off the ground and, you know, and distraction? I mean, if I'm going to work in a co-working space, that means there's an awful lot going on around me that isn't necessarily to do with what I'm trying to get done, right?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. So I think one of the keys to a good co-working space is a diverse space. So you can have a corner or a section of the space that is allowed for or open to kind of that open collaboration, kind of louder conversations. And then if you have nooks and other areas that are specific for put your head down and get in the groove of working, then that will allow you to kind of move and flow in between the spaces that are kind of suited for your mood that day. You know, there are times when you just kind of want to talk and you want to be social. And then that's when those kind of serendipitous collisions, like I mentioned earlier, happen. But then again, let's think about what the other options are for startups and freelancers. One being working from home. And I mean, I know that very well because that's one reason why I'm starting this, is that working from home, I mean, what do? You try to work, but also you do a lot of dishes. You do a lot of housework. Mm-hmm. And then the other option would be to work from a coffee shop where you kind of have to, you know, hustle to get your space, especially if you have a meeting with a client or a customer. It's sometimes can be difficult to seem presentable, to seem professional, working out of a coffee shop.
Well, you know, back in the day when everybody felt the need to have an office, an awful lot of your cost of running the business went into having a facility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, that's why this is kind of successful and why we're doing this, is to be that support system, right? We are a platform for others to grow and to realize their own impact, whether it be a community foundation or it be a business or a nonprofit. So, I mean, our memberships start at $30 a month and they go up to 24/7 memberships at $215 a month. So you have that variety and that scale so that you can choose what you can afford and you can choose what works best for you. In addition to that, I would like to mention that part of our impact is that we have raised funds for scholarships. So entrepreneurs, and other people who believe that what they're doing is creating an impact, they can apply for a scholarship that we have raised funds for, so that they can be sponsored and be a scholar here at the Impact Hub Honolulu. So that will provide that the opportunity for accelerated growth for someone who is just getting started.
Well, George, if you mentioned there are different levels at which you sign up. Let's say I want to start a business and I want to join up with you, but I'm at that very uncertain phase of getting started. What are at the beginning level? What do I get? It means I can come in and get a desk and use the Wi-Fi whenever I want, or how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, what we're doing right now is we're building out, like you said, 14,000 square feet of dynamic, suitable spaces for events and for co-working. So you can either work in a quiet zone or work in a social zone. And at $30 a month, and you can cancel whenever you want, but we want to make it as flexible as possible for everyone out there. You can come in and work twice a month. In addition, if you want to work more, you can just pay $10 a day. And what you get with that is you get the free coffee. So if you think about it, working at a coffee shop, sometimes you can spend more than $10 a day. We will have snacks and food available from a local cafe. We will also have the blazing Wi-Fi, and you're able to just hang out the entire day and work and make those connections and make that networking happen. And one of the things that we provide is, our team is relatively connected, actually very connected in the entrepreneur world. So if we always have a host available to greet you. And so if, let's say, Chris, you come into the space and we talk I find out what your idea is, and especially if it's just getting started, I can make suggestions on who you should speak to, who are those people that you need to talk to for getting your business off the ground and making that network for you started, making that network happen for you.
And ideally that person with whom you might interact might be right there in the same space, yeah?
Exactly, exactly, yeah. I mean, the idea is instead of an email, which is also great, and or a phone call or a text, but to actually walk you over and make introduction to Jeff Hawes, photographer, for example. I mean, that would be exactly what would accelerate that connection for you and your business.
Well, we will watch with interest to see how this all develops, George. Thanks very much for talking.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
George Yarbrough is the founder of the co-working space Impact Hub Honolulu, which has a soft opening today on Queen Street in Kaka'ako.